this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you, for my life.
Please keep in touch.
We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program Russell Hornsby and Ariel Kebble of Lincoln Rhyme Hunt for the Bone Collector on NBC. Guys, thanks for calling. I wanted to jump right into specifically Enough. How exciting is it to be part of this show? Again, this is a built-in audience already with the success of The Bone Collector, the book, and also it's murder mystery and crime scene investigation. And serial killers, you can't beat that for an exciting show.
You know, an international bestseller with an iconic character, you know, with the challenge that the character brings, it's exciting. You know, it's something that I welcome with open arms. And, you know, that I was, you know, I was a little nervous the first night we shot the pilot. But after the nerves settled, you sort of dive right in and you shake your groove thing a little bit.
And Ariel, I know you're excited as well, and you can't beat a built-in audience.
Oh, why? Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you to my built-in audience.
Russell, can you tell us about your character, Lincoln Rhyme?
Lincoln Rhyme is a forensic criminalist, and he was basically a detective who was at the top of his game. One would say he was generally always the smartest person in the room. And he ended up for 5 years chased a serial killer called the Bone Collector. And one fateful day, the Bone Collector lays a trap for him and renders him paralyzed. So we pick up with the show 3 years later, and he meets the acquaintance after of Amelia Sachs, after she does some amazing detective work herself. And they end up joining forces in their attempts to catch the Bone Collector.
Ariel, same question for you. Can you tell me about your character?
Amelia Sachs is a beat cop who quickly becomes a detective in the Lincoln Rhyme world. And, you know, she is someone who she's studying. She wants to be a profiler in the FBI. We find out in the pilot that she is denied. So she's someone that, you know, wants more for herself, hasn't had it yet, and then, you know, her life kind of quickly takes a different turn when she's roped into Lincoln Rhyme's team and looking for the Bone Collector, and it's something that is exhilarating to her, and she's able to use her instincts and her intuition, I think, in a way that she didn't even know was possible. And at the same time, it's a whole new world for her. You know, she's a fish out of water. She doesn't necessarily like that she's a fish out of water, but that's the way it is. So it's like she's kind of playing a game of catch-up, as there's no time to play catch-up because people's lives are on the line. And, you know, Lincoln is very hard on her, and I think there's a part of that that she respects because she respects him. She knows exactly who he is. She studied him in school. And at the same time, you know, she doesn't want to be treated like a puppet. And neither one of them have had to do this before. Lincoln has never had to have someone else be his eyes and ears.
Oh, wow.
And Amelia has never had to have someone in her, you know, she wears an earpiece and a camera. So he is basically in her head all of the time. And so these two have to learn how to have this partnership very quickly, and there's no time for fluff because people's lives are on the line, and at the same time, they're figuring it out. And I think through that, you see her vulnerability. You see, you know, where she still needs to learn this world. You see where she rises to the occasion and surprises everybody. And I think everyone brings, you know, each character kind of represents a different element of ourselves. You know, sometimes you need to use your logical brain. Sometimes you need to use your heart and your gut. And it's a wild ride.
Russell, did you read the book, The Bone Collector, and research serial killers and mystery?
I read the book, The Bone Collector. And I also read a book called The New York Nobody Knows. It's by a gentleman by the 6,000 miles of New York, a gentleman by the name of William Heinrich, who walked over the course of 4 years over 6,000 miles of New York City just to get an idea of, you know, all the things that Lincoln saw, the landmarks, you know, buildings, people, bodegas, all those different things really helped a great deal. And then after that, you just kind of proverbially just dive right in.
Ariel, you interested in investigation, and did you read The Bone Collector as well?
Yep.
I find it fascinating. You know, I also read the book. I wanted to make sure that I was bringing pieces of Amelia from the book to life now while simultaneously creating my own version and or I guess adding to her.
Right.
And right. because of that, I really wanted the NYPD aspect to be authentic. So I spent time with female cops and went to various precincts before we started filming. I spoke to female detectives. I went in and actually saw surveillance cameras. I saw people get shot at on the streets. I watched them get calls of, I watched someone come in and say they had to go identify someone who had just died. I saw someone go on a lunch break. I saw a gentleman who had retired but didn't want to stop hanging out with the guys there because they were his family. You know, in a matter of a couple of hours, I saw so much life and so much history walk in and out of these precincts. I was actually exhausted when I left. I was emotionally exhausted. And I think that was part of the best training I could have done.
And Russell, as you know how popular investigation shows are and serial killers and also real life serial killer stories, it's very interesting how your character develops and you learn about them.
Well, you know, I think investigators are intuitive people. I think they're thinking people. And so, you know, Lincoln Rhyme is all of these. I think whatever role you take on, you always bring some part of yourself, you know, into the role to make it, to breathe a little bit of life into it and to also just to bring a truth, you know, to the role as well. Very important to do that.
All right. Everyone needs to tune in today, starting tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on NBC, to Lincoln Rhyme, The Bone Collector. And check you guys out, and I cannot wait to watch the show. As I told you, I'm a huge fan of murder mysteries and also serial killers, and I know this is going to be a great hit, so thanks for calling. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Network's Thinking Through the Trees. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Michael Chappie. Michael, how are you? And Happy New Year to you.
Good. Happy New Year to you.
I'm excited about our guest today. And it's very interesting to talk to actresses and see their whole story and stuff. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Armida Lopez. And she's going to talk about Boss Level and a lot much more. Armida, how are you? And thanks for calling.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic, and it's good afternoon to us, but you're still in the morning. I can't believe that again.
Oh yeah.
So we're out of Pittsburgh. And my co-host.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, it's freezing. It was nice, 52 degrees, and now it just looks dreary in Pittsburgh. What's the weather like in California for you right now, Armida?
It's a little chilly, of course, to us LA people. You know, it starts getting over 60, you're like, oh my God, it's freezing. So, yeah, it's a little chilly, but still sunny and beautiful. Happy Friday. So I'm good.
Well, it's a definite happy Friday. So let's talk about how you started out in acting. What was your first, did you always want to be an actress?
So actually, since a kid, I actually wanted to be more of a dancer singer, actually, when I was a kid. My dad used to put me in little talent shows. But I used to watch like Selena growing up. And, but as I got older, I kind of got more into journalism and I went to intern for the news. And then I thought that was going to be my path, more of, you know, an anchor or reporter. But then I quickly realized that wasn't. And then, so I started booking commercials. And then that's when I realized, wait a minute, maybe acting is for me. So then I started acting. Yeah.
So tell us about some of the commercials you booked.
Yeah, I am really blessed. I'm really grateful for them. They provided me, you know, the finances so I could stop waitressing. And I booked Nike, Modelo.
Wow.
Yeah, like Subaru, Verizon. My gosh, Ulta Beauty. I have one that's going to be we're shooting this week for birth control. just many others.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Go. Michael is my research guy. He's funny. I always just kind of have a conversation, Armita, but cracks me up with Michael's questions. So let's see what's Michael's first tough question.
I love it.
What was your big break in the industry? Per se, like movie or TV?
Yeah, I would say probably my big break was El Chicano, the first movie I was in. And it was an all Latin cast with George Lopez, Kate Del Castillo, you know, Amy Garcia, Raul Castillo as well. So, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. So tell me about working with George Lopez. Did you like it?
Oh, he's a doll. He is a doll. He is just a really, really funny guy, but also really nice and genuine and a really good heart. I was really grateful to have worked with him. I grew up watching him, so
absolutely.
It was just crazy.
he's on my bucket list of interviews I want to do. I've interviewed a lot of amazing top celebrities, but I definitely want to interview George Lopez. I think he'd be a fun interview. It just seems like he connects with his audience, and that's the thing. There are comedians that are funny on stage, but then yet when you get to talk to them personally, they're different. And I have experiences with some of those celebrities. And then, you know, the ones you can kind of just read on stage that, hey, they're who they are as a comedian and actor is who they are offline. And you just can tell that's George for sure. And I've talked to people that have worked with George that told me the same story. All right. Go ahead, Michael, with your next question.
So how was it working with Rob Gronkowski, I have to ask?
Did you actually
work with him? I should have said that. It says Rob Gronkowski. He's going to – I watched the trailer, and the ex-tight end for the Patriots had a cameo. It was crazy.
I don't think I've worked with them.
So Rob's going to be, tell me your research. Okay, we'll go to another question. That could be that will come.
Yeah, I'm like, who?
I love Armina already. She says, who? Rob Gronkowski? I love it.
Yeah.
Because we don't like Rob Gronkowski here in Pittsburgh at all. So, okay, so Michael, we'll go to the next question, but I'm laughing because that's great.
Okay.
Who? I think we need to keep that as a soundbite in Pittsburgh. Rob Gronkowski, who? I love.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder
wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
But because guess what? We don't like them here.
Okay.
We don't, we're Steeler fans, and we don't like New England, and we're happy that New England's out of the playoffs. Go ahead, Michael, with your next question.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to follow up with, how was Mel Gibson? He was used to be one of my all-time favorite filmmakers.
So I wish I would have been able to work with him directly. I didn't have any scenes with him directly, but you know, when he was on set, super nice. You know, I did meet him actually after I shot the movie, and you know, he's super kind, super cool guy, and you know, I just think some people make mistakes, you know, and hopefully, I don't think he's still doing them. So, you know, I believe people deserve chances, you know, and he's still, I mean, to this day, to me, he's just one of the most talented humans, you know, he's so talented.
So, Armia, I'm going to jump away from Mel Gibson to a second, just talk a little bit about specifically enough, who has influenced you the most when you've acted? Who have you learned the most from as a mentor?
Man, I think I would say probably Joe Carnahan. I think being on both of his sets, because, you know, I came back to a boss level because of him. He produced El Chicano, you know, and I would say that I've learned a lot from his sets. And, you know, I told him I wanted to direct, and he was super supportive about it. And, you know, like, I've just learned a lot, especially in the action era of filmmaking. You know, I was able to sit in on some of the, you know, scenes when I wasn't acting, and he let me sit beside him and kind of watch. And I thought that was really, really cool. So.
All right, Michael, next question.
Yeah, you don't get too many, film, people that will help you.
Oh,
get a leg
never.
Up.
Never.
And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I definitely would
that.
Say that was really, I'm really to this day really grateful for that. And that actually got me rolling and inspired me to write and direct now. So, yeah.
Okay, so we'll ask that question. I want to go into boss level a little bit to learn about. But I want to just, by that answer, talk about, you know, why you want to direct and stuff. What excites you about it directing and writing?
Well, I mean, the funny thing is, you know, learning from, you know, males in the industry has also taught me that I don't have enough women mentors. So I actually wanted to be one for somebody one day. And, you know, I think that the more that we surround ourselves with them and create our own stuff, then we're able to create more jobs for women. So, you know, being a Latina, you know, luckily, you know, now it's changing, but there's not always a lot of lead roles for us. So I want to be able to be part of that change and create lead roles for Latinas, because to this day, not one Latina has won a lead role in an Oscar and been nominated and stuff. And I think Rita Moreno won a supporting, if I, you know, did my research correctly. But, you know, I just want to be able to get this more in the Oscars. You know, I know it's changing now, but I really truly believe that we still have room to for growth for Latinos and Latinas. So,
okay, Michael, next question.
So what does your character play? What do you, what's your character in this movie?
Boss Level. Yes. On Boss Level, I play Esmeralda. She is a badass and she's, you know, kind of has like a street kind of vibe to her. She has like a street look to her. She has cornrows, like two of them braids, and she's a villain. So she's chasing Frank Grillo in the movie. And she's pretty strong, but pretty cool. Yeah.
How did you prepare for the role of playing that character?
Yeah. Well, a lot of dieting. No, I'm just kidding. I think for me, she was a part of me that was already there. So I just kind of tapped in more into, you know, that side of me, like the tougher, edgier side of me, and was able to, you know, bring it to set. And I kind of just, you know, I just sit in my trailer, and right before I would go to my scene, I would just really run it through and think about the side of Armida that really wanted to show in the film, and but also bring her alive as Esmeralda. So,
okay,
yeah.
All right, Michael, next question.
So did you get to work out with Frank? I hear he's
out.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have all the time in the world to view all the movies and stuff that are out there, all these streaming possibilities. Armida, what are you currently watching on Netflix, Amazon, wherever, all, any of the streaming services are available? Do you have one you're binge watching right now?
Well, I love, you know, Netflix, of course, but I swear lately I haven't had as much time as I would like, because I just got wrapped shooting my short film Made in America and just moved from Atlanta back to LA. I haven't had too much. I literally I'm talking to you on the floor of my new apartment because none of my furniture is here. And so that's how crazy. And my TV's not even set up right now. So, I wish I could. The last couple months I'm a little bit outdated, but I think Euphoria was probably my last one that I really was obsessed with. Euphoria, I think on HBO.
Wow. Michael, as I'm going to ask the same question you have.
Yeah. What
are you watching right now, Michael, by the way?
Manifest.
Oh, yeah. And and guess who interviewed two of the stars for Manifest? I'm sorry, Armida, I have to name drop, but I had the two stars from Manifest on my show for the second time I've promoted them. I do radio TV tours with NBC. So we get all the big shows. Today I was, that's what I was talking about. The Bone Collector. I just interviewed the two stars from that. And I cannot wait to watch that, but we got to watch Armida's stuff
that's
as
amazing.
Well. Yeah. So so best place we know we'll wait to hear about watching Boss Level, but the other movie that you said was your big break, is that available on Amazon? Where can we connect and watch that movie?
So El Chicano is available. I think it should be available everywhere. I think my family was sending me pictures that they were watching it during Christmas because I wasn't able to see them as I was in Atlanta. But, they said it's available. I'm not sure where, but I'm sure it's probably on, some kind of streaming, maybe Amazon or Prime. I'm sure Amazon Prime would have it.
Yeah, I have to always catch up.
But yeah.
I'm becoming more and more the Amazon person because, again, I was using someone else's Netflix, and now I don't have the password for that, so I've been binge-watching. And what I'm binge-watching right now...
I've
been really into Amazon. I don't know why. I just watched The Expanse, and I love The Expanse. Season 4 was season 5 is just unbelievable. What a show. And then the other show I'm watching right now, which you'll laugh about, is Suits. I've never saw Suits, and I'm in season 2 of Suits right now.
Oh, I love Suits.
And it was awesome. And we didn't know the Duchess was in it until I figured out it was the Duchess, and I'm like... Markle, yes, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Now I'm a big fan of hers. So now I'm like, oh, no. Where'd she go?
Yes, but
she went royal.
Yes,
so.
She went. Yeah, yeah. I wonder when she leaves the season. Don't tell me. I'm only on season two, but I'm this crazy binge watcher.
Wow.
I've been watched Boardwalk Empire this year. I binge watched The Sopranos this year. I told you about The Expanse. So if you, I am kind, I should be reviewing all these things.
I keep
things,
telling
Armita.
You to watch.
Go ahead, Michael.
The Boys.
The Boys. Okay.
Watch The Boys.
Okay.
You know what's a good one, too? Yeah. I forgot about that. I did start watching, but I haven't watched a new one. You.
Okay, you. Okay, I have to write that one down, too.
Yeah.
I was, so.
That's on Netflix.
And so, you, Armita, I become
Keep
real fans friend, of the shows I interview, the guests I have. I go back and I watch those shows and I get hooked. It's funny. It's they're kind of, it's kind of like, especially if it's the perfect fit. I have to go back of what I've watched. Probably Amazon's looking at me saying, this guy's watched so many hours, but I work my night gig with my digital marketing tech company and I work all night binge watching shows. So there you go. So it's a fun.
Well,
it's a fun
I wonder
thing.
What they think about me.
Oh, Michael, we don't want to know. You've watched everything, and so it is what it is. But we so thinking Fair through much. The trees, we'll always have to ask our celebrity guest what they're binge watching. But we know how busy you are because again, pilot season's over, right, Armita? So you're looking at now the process of looking at how many times do you get the opportunity to go and then have to audition? Or auditions big after pilot season as well? Or it just all depends on the project?
Well, I think it just depends. I think, it varies for every person and what you go out for. I think, right now, pilot season, we're in it, actually, in pilot season.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Here in LA, that's why I moved back. We're in it. And also film festival season is right now. So I'm kind of in two things right now. Like I'm submitting my short film to festivals and then I'm also took the pilot for pilots. Yeah. But I've never done this before. So, I'm kind of and moving. So it's like, wow, which film festivals do I submit to? And also, oh my God, here's an audition. So it's like, it's a lot, but I'm trying to be like, Ava DuVernay and Greta and trying to figure out how to do this on a lower scale. So then hopefully when I'm like, on a bigger scale, I know what's going on.
All right, Michael, what other questions do you have?
So you're just trying to learn
go ahead.
So you're trying to learn as much as you can to,
absolutely.
Kick off your film career?
Yeah, I
well,
want to definitely learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, acting is obviously first and foremost my main thing and what I love. I love, love, love. But storytelling is my second love and filmmaking because, I think that you learn a lot that way too as an actor because you're able to see things from the other perspective on the other side of the lens and not just what you think, and what you envision,
Right.
So yeah, I think they go hand in hand.
I agree completely with that. And it's just for sure. Now, Michael, any more questions for Armita?
No, I think you answered all my questions.
Okay, except you have to find out where was it? I have to ask Michael because we're having a fun conversation. You're like, oh my gosh, these guys are crazy. But Michael, the question I said, where was Rob Gronkowski? Was he in this movie?
He was in the internet. He was in the internet database.
He's in Boss Level. You're right. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Okay. I am such. Oh my God. This is how you know I'm not a football fan. Now I remember he was coming. Now I remember on set one of the times he was the one jumping out of a helicopter. Oh my God. And he's a big guy. Big guy. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you remember.
See,
this is funny.
But the funny thing is, I swear to God, I don't keep up with football or anything like that. One of my best friends is, dating an awesome football player, and I literally had no idea who he was. And everyone's like, you rah, rah, rah.
You can't tell who that awesome football player is? Can you mention that or not?
No, I can't because it's, I don't know if she's publicly said it yet. So,
oh jeez.
But trust me, everybody knows.
Right.
Yeah.
Nope,
but
I totally understand.
No, but
but I literally had no idea until she showed me a picture And I'm like, oh, my God. I know. I was like, show me a picture. I'm like, oh, my God, help, duh. You know, I was like, but I'm
going to be Instagram mom. Official.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you can talk about it, right?
I know, exactly. So, gotta get the Instagram.
So, Armita, is it kind of like you'll go entourage with your girlfriend and him, and you?
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
You'll be seen on TMZ and everything. It might be great for the career.
You're so funny. I don't do the whole, like, you know, like paparazzi entourage. I'm not at that level yet, so I just try to.
Yeah, but you hang out with your friend. But you hang out with your friend, and then with a football player that's very well known. Look out! There you go. You might meet. You're right.
You never know. But, you know, we keep it super low-key and, like, we, you know, we stay home a lot. We're homebodies. So unless they're, like, chasing us down our windows or something.
Yeah.
It's really
like
rare.
I like
don't
call, like, call paparazzis. Oh, we're going to be here. Come take a picture.
Yeah. It's she did, you know, mention to me once she was shopping and that was weird and that happened to her. And I was like, that's just,
yeah.
You know, here's the thing. Obviously, the career we pick is it's very much like, you know, it could be like that. I just hope that no matter what, like, and that's why I think also as an actor, I like being in front of the camera because I enjoy the art, but behind the lens, I feel like it's more, a little bit more chill and a little bit like people don't really like look for you as much, you know, and when you're behind the camera, they're just like, oh, you know, the industry does, but the public, it's more for the, you know, the actor in the front of the camera. So I think to me, I think I realize I'm a little bit more at ease when I'm still able to go to the coffee shop that I love and people are like, hey, what's up? But it's, yeah, and normal, but not like, ah, I'd be like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I'm low key, so.
Hey, boy, yeah. It's exciting, you know? And that's the thing. But I'm just giving you, if I was your agent or if I was your publicist, I would say, oh, by the way, you got to make sure if they're going to some event, this will be perfect for your career to get in those pictures. It's just a saying, you know, it is what it is. I mean,
just be in the background. Just like
yeah. No, you could just jump in and say who. No, but here's the thing, Armita, you never know. Someday you could be getting an Academy Award and we'll say we interviewed you when you were here. You never know. Just that's why you. That's
why. God bless your soul. Yeah, God bless your soul. That's amazing.
That's what you got to do. You have to have that mindset. Because I talk to these people that before who they were, and they tell the story, and they're in the same boat as you are, and you know, you're successful, but meaning I'm talking Academy Award winners that are top people that, right, you know, that were in this phase in their careers as not well known yet and good. And look, one opportunity, one audition, and your life changes. Remember that. So, or it'll be your project.
Yeah. That'd be good. I honestly, thank you for saying that. I will totally take those good vibes into this 2020 because, awesome. Yeah, you know, being an actor, it's a very up and down roller coaster, you know, as I'm sure you've talked to many. And so sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, sometimes, you know, so it's always a little bit of a grind. And so it's always nice to get good, you know, reinforced, you know.
What you should Goodbye. Do is do some, re- like you it. Should, what you should do, Armita, is research these streaming shows that have success and look at their stories and where they were before that. And you'll say, oh my gosh, all I need is one audition, one opportunity. Oh, by the way, where can we check out your short? Is that available yet? I want to check that out as well.
Oh yeah. So my short, is actually not quite out yet because we're doing a festival run. So a lot of them don't like it to be shown yet. But they want to be like the first one to pick it, to select it. But I will say we do have an Instagram. It's Made in America Film. And you can follow us on there, and we're going to be posting a campaign shortly. And to help us, you know, finish financing for the festival, because we're trying to submit to a lot. And, it's a really cool story. It's, we have done pre-screenings for it. And a lot of people, the public, we leave them crying. And so that's really great for me because, I mean, they feel something. And, you know, I'm excited to be able to show it to everybody afterwards. But it was 99% women crew. I hired mostly women. My producer and I, Alana, like, we were really strongly believed in that we should, you know, do that. And then the couple of guys that we did hire were minorities. And they were all from Atlanta based. So Georgia has a lot, really, really big film industry.
Oh,
I
know that.
Have a big heart for. They worked very hard.
I know that for sure. Well, we'll definitely have you back on, Armita. Best place we connect social media-wise for you. Where are you on? Instagram, Twitter? Where's the best connectivity for you that we can follow you?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram and Twitter as B Armita Lopez. So T-H-E and then A-R-M-I-D-A and then Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z.
All right, well, I appreciate you coming on, and best of luck to you. And I enjoyed this. I'm sure you had an interview unlike any other interview. It was just like we were all having a conversation with you. But now when you run into your friend's friend with Rob Gronkowski, you're in trouble for what she said. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're so funny. You're hilarious. You're funny. I'm gonna be like, who? You know, that's gonna. I'm gonna be murdered for this for the rest. I bet you. You know, when somebody hears this. You know, from the or Joe hears. He's like, you didn't know. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll make sure I'll send it to every one of those guys. Him. Yeah, we'll send it to all those guys, and we'll get it out there for you.
For my defense. Just so you know, for my defense, I didn't get to work with him or even get, you know, pleasure of meeting him, but I'm sure he's a wonderful guy.
Oh, he's a wonderful guy as long as he's not playing the Steelers. So I appreciate you calling. Thanks again. Thanks again, Armita, and best of luck.
There you go.
Thank you, guys. Happy Friday.
Great talking.
All right. Bye. Happy Friday. Take care. All right. All right. Bye. That was the Thinking Through the Trees show, guys. Take care, everyone. Back to the Neil Haley Show's Caregiver Dave celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Caregiver Dave. Dave, how are you? You were able to make it to the drop-off point in time. Again, I keep telling you, you need handlers, Dave. You are too busy of a guy to try to manage your own schedule. I'm at this point where I'm soon going to have someone else manage my schedule. I can't wait till that happens. It's getting close because I just don't know where the time goes, especially on a Friday. But how are you, Dave?
I'm great. Hello, Alexa. And hello. When you do it, Neil, then maybe I'll think about doing it.
All right. So
join the club.
Yes, but I think he was talking about Hello Alexa on Amazon, but our guest is an Alexa as well. But I guess I honestly have a YouTube idea for her to go viral. We'll have to talk about with the Alexa. But Dave, go ahead and introduce our guest.
Today we have Alexa Fisher. She's an actress, coach, author, motivational speaker, overachiever, whose work helps people go after their dreams, build their confidence, and break free from fear. She is Alexa. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I often find when I'm explaining my career, I do want to insert that phrase, but wait, there's more. So there's that. Yeah, but there is a core to all the work that I do throughout my life.
And as as the executive producer, and Dave will be asking those questions, I really want to know it and tell the story in 30 minutes or 25 minutes or 20, not 5 hours. So again, we know Alexa could tell us a lot, but go ahead, Dave, with your first question.
So Alexa, which, I feel funny saying.
Gotta get used to it.
Which came first, acting, speaking, coaching?
I will tell you, at the core of everything that I do, actually, especially with my latest company, which I'm not even sure was in that list that you mentioned, was my love of people. So my first professional career was acting. As a study of the human condition, I studied acting at the finest school, the Yale School of Drama. When I graduated, I found myself doing a wonderful play at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles, where then I met all of my agents and very quickly was working in TV and film and commercials and all of that. And it was at some point actually inside the industry, actually specifically I was doing an episode of the TV show Bones, where I had this sudden feeling of, oh my goodness, what am I doing with my life? Because I don't know if you have the inside perspective of what something is like. Once you're in the entertainment industry, there's just this other feeling where so much of the business is sitting around, for example, waiting for the lights, waiting for the sound. And because of the core of my being, that my love of acting came from this love of people, I often found that I felt this nagging sensation that I was wasting my time. And so from that moment when I was lying on the floor, I was playing a lawyer in the episode, something bad happened to my character, I had fake blood coming out of my mouth, and I thought, oh my God, what have I done with my life? Like, this cannot be what I worked so hard for. This is so lame, which was a tough moment. I don't know if you've ever had that in your career where you just think, uh-oh, I don't know if I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. And shortly thereafter,
that's called a midlife crisis.
Yeah, but I wasn't quite in my midlife. I was kind of like still in my, you know, my opening chapter. And a good friend called me up out of the blue and said, Alexa, I have a, you know, high profile client who needs a media trainer, someone to coach them for giving this big presentation on stage to lots of people. And I think you'd be perfect. And suddenly, like, a door flew open where I could take my love of people and my desire to help people step into the best, brightest version of themselves and just teach them the skills to communicate with confidence. I did that. It snowballed. I started coaching executives. I built a website. I have online courses. But at the heart of it was always the same theme of people are extraordinarily fascinating. People are wonderful, all kinds of people. And if you can tap into, you know, the best, if you teach them how to really shine and be comfortable in their own skin, you know, that was something that I was both passionate at and what I was really good at.
Now, when we talk about this, Alexa, when you talk about specifically enough, what came first and all these different things, learning the human condition as an actor, don't you have to really kind of put your whole mindset on your character through the script and say, how can I live that character? It was interesting today. I was interviewing people from The Bone Collector on my show today. And it was interesting, the new show that's come, Lincoln Rhyme, coming out, and thinking about having to take on book characters, which is even a more of a deeper situation because you got to read the book to understand how the writer has really put those characters together, not just a script. But how do you kind of look at that, the human condition of playing another person?
Yeah, you know, what I always liked and what I thought was so helpful when I learned acting at Yale was this idea of having an objective, this core question of what do you want? What does this character want?
everybody has a motivation, whether you're trying to navigate your day, your busy life. What do I want at the end of the day? And then there's a super objective, like, what do I really, really want? And then, of course, the drama comes from, what are the obstacles? Are there internal obstacles? Are there challenges? Are there other characters that are trying to, like, thwart you and get in your way? And you're still driven by this, what do you want? So it's not, what are the qualities? Like, I'm someone who, and then it makes it about yourself. That's boring. Good acting is just a human being who wants something and they're going for it. And it's all the drama, all the interesting pathways that get you there that's actually interesting to watch. And what I found when I was then translating and working with other people is that if you begin with that core question, what do you want, you start to open up this clarity and see, almost you create a roadmap for how people can communicate that. So if someone's got a speech that they want to give, how do you want the audience to feel? What do you want the audience to know? What do you want the audience to do? So instead of that question that I get all the time, like, what do I do with my hands? That's a really nothing question. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your hands. If you know what you want, your hands will naturally do what they're meant to do. Does that make sense? So it's,
yeah,
so acting,
definitely.
You know, really was, yeah, it was really just the sort of.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Request into the human soul, I find that immensely interesting, because it's both a question you can ask yourself, and I'm always a student of self-discovery, and then using those tools of self-discovery and curiosity, and then giving them to other people. Deep down, we all know what we want. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, I was going to ask you about your acting, but has your acting actually helped your coaching career and your other careers? Where's the crossover in that?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I think that what being in the entertainment industry gives you is a wild experience with people, all kinds of people,
yes.
Big, crazy personalities. And for me, aside from the actual acting part, what also is part of the life of a working actor is being rejected, flat out rejected, because if you are doing a great job, it means you're going out in a bajillion auditions. And so you begin to have this absolutely awesome opportunity to survive rejection and like fortify yourself. Now, as an entrepreneur, because actually we're not even talking about the company that I'll tell you in a second, like really the company that I'm working on now, the company that I built now, is is about this feeling of, I'm going to put myself in a room. I'm going to go be judged. I'm going to come prepared. I'm going to present whatever it is that I came to present, and I will likely not get that job. And because it's such a unique situation to build rejection, you build this amazing resiliency. And so now when I transitioned really away from acting, and then I was out there coaching pitching my business as an executive coach, making courses, online courses, not knowing if people are going to buy them or not, this was really now became one of my secret superpowers. Because in what other way, in what other career do you get the opportunity to build that kind of resiliency, specifically around rejection? And so I do think it's one of my biggest gifts, because right now I can then put myself out in extraordinary ways, which has totally catapulted my businesses, because I don't take that stuff personally. I don't take rejection personally. It's okay. And I think that that's probably one of the biggest gifts that I gained in the chapter of my career, which was called my professional acting career. And I don't know if you can duplicate that in so many other ways. It's just built into that mechanism, besides the big personalities, strange personalities, you know, weird kind of, all the cliches about the entertainment industry are completely correct. So that was one good thing. But the other part, which is the chapter three that I do want to touch on, because it's actually more relevant to the work that I'm doing now, is from the work that I did with helping people communicate with clarity, connect with what they want, build what I call their 1,000-watt presence, which is about connecting with their inner light. I had an idea in the shower come instantly downloaded to me of wish beads. And I don't know if you had read about wish beads, my company Wish Beads, but essentially it is the idea of inviting an opportunity and experience to visualize your wish, hence asking the question, what do you want? Writing it down, rolling it up, and stashing that wish into a secret cylinder that you wear in this beautiful piece of jewelry, either a bracelet or a new necklace collection that came out. And that happened while I was still very busy with my online courses and my tens of thousands of students and my corporate coaching. But slowly, slowly, I started to go, whoa, I'm onto something here, and started to build and figure out how to make a physical product. And from the first time, it was about 2 years ago, I introduced that physical product, and now it's in stores across the country. We've had phenomenal sales. I'm in the Uncommon Goods catalog.
That's great.
And it's a movement. Yeah, it's a movement to give people a tool. In addition to the jewelry itself, I created a program called Wish Work, which I then wrote a book. I created a book called Wish Work, which is 21 days of very simple steps that you do to help you tune in and take action towards your wish. Really easy way to incorporate it so that people can start to see how really they're the ones that are so powerful to both manifest and take action towards what they really, really want. So there is a through line in my wild career, but that's at the heart of it.
Alexa, I'm a crazy personality that you dealt with. I am a former professional wrestler, so I look at my career in entertainment and how I took back into entertainment later on in my career, and I mean whatever I've been doing, and taking all these experiences and doing other things. I've learned so much in that process, that once we are able, and Dave can attest to this as well, have experiences from one and take those experiences to something else and say they're a perfect fit. So, for example, when I did a lot of stuff in television and radio and wrestling and in entertainment, being in front of people, to taking it to teaching and then learning from teaching how to take it back to radio and put all those connections and experience together into one brand, I learned those things. And that's the thing. It's not, you can't learn this in school. You're not able to pick this up from, a book or somebody teaching this to you.
No.
It's all about experience.
No. So true. And actually, I think that because there are those of us, because it's literally, you and I have very parallel stories, is that at the time, it's a tough feeling, right? You're in the entertainment industry. I'm in the entertainment industry. And when you walk away, you do have those sneaky thoughts of like, oh my God, if I start really teaching and coaching, am I going to look like a failed actress, or am I going to think I'm giving up, or, you know, or you're crazy. But in hindsight, like, I appeared on the Today Show and I'm like, oh, thank God I've been on set like a million times.
Exactly.
And I know how to navigate all of this. And this muscle comes back and it feels totally natural. And also, I love the fact that in your journey, you can take all these experiences and you empower and teach other people, because technology has changed. The gatekeepers have changed. There are ways that you can build your own platform and learn from other people. And everything is changing.
Exactly.
Like, who knows what's going to be available in a year?
It's,
you know, and I think that those...
For sure. I was going to say...
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
It's ever-changing. So, for example, I started in radio 10 years ago, and I was on terrestrial, and I'm still on terrestrial, but now it's all about podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm a writer for Podcast Magazine.
Right.
I'm a sports director. That's one of my new gigs to try, I guess, freelance work to get the opportunity to interview top celebrity podcasters in sports and under the radar sports. They gave me that category, and I was thinking, that doesn't fit. Then I look, oh my gosh, professional wrestling. Oh, sports. Oh, I'm a former college basketball player. This is a perfect fit for me to get to interview all these.
Yeah.
I was thinking entertainment, but I fit a bunch of different categories. So Dave, I'm going to jump back to you to give you your feedback. You see this as well in your experiences, because before you did all these public speaking experiences and stuff, you were a musician as well, even though an entrepreneur, right, Dave?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I started, as a child, but then I took it up again and then I started singing, realized, wow, I have a voice. And so, you just become multi-talented and multifaceted. And like you, I'm an author, I'm a speaker, I'm a motivational coach. Tell me about your books. How many are there, and what are the topics about?
So, you know, I've written a tremendous amount of content around the online courses that I teach. So whether it's Confidence on Camera or Radiate Confidence, How to Create a 1,000-Watt Presence. But my first published book, under Tiny Press, which is a division of Mango, is called Wish Work. And it really is about kind of the miraculous journey of how I came up with Wish Beads, which literally was completely downloaded to me in the shower, to how I built the company, the principles behind it works, and it functions as a journal for these 21 days. Now, I have to tell you, speaking and teaching all comes really naturally to me. It's really, really fun. But it was such an interesting experience to just set out little tiny goals to sit down and write this book. And I'm so delighted that I did, because my real passion, it's like if you go to wishbeads.com, you really see like this beautiful jewelry company. But what I'm really doing is creating a platform for teaching. So my big, big, big wish is to create an event where almost a concert of sorts. So I'm super into the whole idea of music. I have a whole story about that day for you. But to create a concert where it's a live event where we are wishing, we're doing a collective wish, whatever that looks like, and then we're live streaming it to have over 1 million people wishing at once. Now, I have had this vision for quite a while. I wear it in a Wish Beads bracelet every single day. I talk about it all the time.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the steps of the wish work. And the idea here is that when you look out into the world, it is so easy to find yourself firmly planted in a political point of view and be pissed off. It is so easy to feel desperately overwhelmed and in despair over the environmental situation. I believe that we are magical, powerful beings to manifest, create what we want in this world. But the seeds that we are planting now are the things that are going to come to fruition. And so my whole take is that it's not that I'm not caring about those things, but I'm planting those seeds of possibility and awakening people to their own personal power to be part of that change of bringing it. And if we don't start with having that feeling of hope within us, like you just creating your own wish, then you don't understand the power of you finding your own happiness, reconnecting to your own, like, oh my God, this coincidence just happened. Oh my God, this just showed up for me. Oh my God. When you start to build that own little baby muscle, then you can start to say, well, then what do I really wish for? And it becomes this new way of being in the world. Enough people do that. That's actually how we change things.
I agree. So
people are watching you, right, and they see it happen to you, and they have the faith to say, wow, if it has, she could do it, maybe I can do it.
You know, it's a funny, exactly. It's a
and
funny
my own story. Yeah. I mean, it's nuts. Yeah. It's totally nuts. Yeah. You could just even look at what, and I don't mean to make this about me, but if you just look what has been created in a short period of time with one woman and an incredibly lean team, it is nuts. It's nuts. And that's my passion this year. My focus this year is really to teach that more, not because it is jewelry, but it's so much more than jewelry.
If you can,
and that's what I'm excited to
I said this in 2020 now. It's if you can believe it, you can achieve it. But it's so true. If your mindset tells you, and then I want to go and find out this background of Wish. Did it come from anything like The Secret or any of these other things that you have, certain people that you've...
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.